From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. California has now moved to call off what would have been the state's first execution in nearly 5 years. While lawyers with the state attorney general's office wanted the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn a ruling yesterday from a federal judge blocking the scheduled execution of Albert Greenwood Brown, the state conceded following another unfavorable ruling the execution cannot go forward. Brown had been scheduled to die by lethal injection tomorrow. The latest ruling could postpone the execution until next year. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy has introduced legislation that would allow retired Supreme Court justices to return to the court by designation when one or more of the court's active members is recused in a case. We get more from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Under Leahy's proposed legislation, the court, by a majority vote, could designate a former justice to sit in for a current justice who's disqualified him or herself from a case. There are currently three former justices, Sandra Day O'Connor, appointed by President Reagan, David Souter, appointed by the first President Bush, and John Paul Stevens, appointed by President Ford. Leahy said it was Stevens who first suggested to him the idea of designating a former justice to ensure a full court hears all cases and to prevent tie votes. This term, the court's newest justice, Elena Kagan, has already recused herself from 25 cases because of her participation in them as the Obama administration's chief appellate advocate prior to her Supreme Court appointment. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
European officials say while they have no actionable intelligence, they remain concerned by the possibility Al-Qaeda and related groups may have been planning new attacks in Western Europe. While French and German officials to some extent were playing down the reports, at least one Western intelligence official was saying the plot appeared to center around small teams of gunmen mounting commando-style raids against so-called soft targets. Government is warning consumers to stop putting babies to sleep using infant sleep positioners, NPR's April Fulton reports.
Putting babies to sleep on their backs is the best way to avoid sudden infant death syndrome, say pediatricians. But infant sleep positioners, designed to keep babies on their backs, are too risky, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the Food and Drug Administration. In fact, sleep positioners, which are sold in retail stores across the country, are being blamed for 12 infant suffocation deaths in the last 13 years. Babies have either suffocated by rolling over in the positioners or have become wedged between the positioners and the side of a crib, the agencies say. The American Academy of Pediatrics agrees that sleep positioners are dangerous. It also recommends parents avoid putting pillows and heavy blankets in the crib that could block a baby's breathing. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks lost some ground today. Investors reacting to protests against austerity measures in Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 22 points. The Nasdaq lost 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has survived a confidence vote, staving off, at least for now, the specter of an early election. The vote in the Chamber of Deputies comes as Berlusconi seeks to show he can still command a comfortable majority in the legislature, despite a break with one of his two main coalition partners this past summer. Had Berlusconi lost the vote, he would have been obliged to step down, paving the way for possible early elections. The newest planned 3D release is actually a re-release, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports. All six Star Wars films will appear in theaters starting in 2012.
Long ago and far, far away in 1977, moviegoers were entranced with a vision of the future by filmmaker George Lucas. The iconic Star Wars movies were released in DVD in 1997 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the franchise. Now, starting in 2012, old fans and the next generation will get to see CP3O and R2-D2 in 3D.
What do you mean, broken? Well, fix it then, you stupid bucket.
They'll be joined by hero Luke Skywalker, the Princess Leia, and a pilot adventurer played by Harrison Ford.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Fox plans to release Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, early in 2012, with rollouts of additional films at the same time in subsequent years. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Former President Jimmy Carter is apparently going to be spending another day in the hospital. Officials say they plan to keep the 85-year-old Carter for another night. Former president had to be admitted to a hospital in Cleveland yesterday after becoming ill while flying into town for a book tour. Hospital spokesperson did describe Carter as being, quote, in good spirits. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.